Shalom Aleichem, welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Memtes, Brachas 49a, pagination page 97. At the bottom of the page, counting up about seven lines, the first word on the line is Midida, and then we begin with the word Yosef. Our discussion today is regarding a person who makes a mistake during benching, and he forgets to insert a specific insertion that he was supposed to do. For example, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tov. What does he do if he forgot to insert either Ritzei or the appropriate Yalla V'Yavo? Yosef Rav Zeira Achorid Rav Gidl. Rav Zeira was sitting by Rav Gidl. V'Yosef Rav Gidl Kamed Rav Huna, who was by Rav Huna. V'Yosef V'Ko'omar, and he said as follows. Ta'ov Elohizkir Shal Shabbos. If a person forgot, he made a mistake, he did not mention Shabbos when he was supposed to, in benching. Omer, he can insert a bracha with the following text. Baruch Shenosan Shabbosos Lemenucha La'amo Yisrael Be'ahava La'os Ulebris Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos, a specific text that you could somehow rectify the missed paragraph of Ritzei and thereby salvage the Berchas HaMazon, and you don't have to go back to the beginning. Amalei Man Amra, Rav. He said that this was taught to him by Rav. Hoda Yosef Ka'amar, he continued and said, Tov Eloiskir Shal Yomtif. If you didn't say Yomtif, Omer Baruch Shanasan Yomim Tovim Lamo Yisrael, Lisimcha Ulizikorim Baruch Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim. Also a text of a bracha pertaining to Yomtif, which can substitute because he forgot Yalla V'Yavo. Amalei Man Amra, Rav, he says it was in the name of Rav. Hoda Yosef Ka'amar, he continued, Tov Elohizkir Shal Rosh Chodesh. If he forgot Rosh Chodesh, Omer, he could say, Baruch Shanasan Rosh Chodeshim Lama Yisrael Lizikaron. V'lo Yadano Iomar Basimcha, I don't know if the text of Simcha should be in there, Ilo, Omar Basimcha, or the text, the word Simcha should not be in there, Ichasim Ba, Ilo Chasim Ba, if it should have an ending or not, Ididei, Idirabei, if it's from him, if it's from his Rebbe. There were things that he wasn't sure of, but in any case, our Gemara is introducing a principle that there's a concept of reciting a new text, bracha, if you forgot Ritzei or Yalla V'Yavo. Indeed, if you're looking for the most thorough treatment of this, I believe, practical-wise, is Art Scroll. After benching, they very specifically have a page there. What happens if you forgot Yalla V'Yavo? What happens if you forgot Ritzei? Specific texts that you could say to fulfill this obligation, and you don't have to repeat the entire benching. The Gemara continues wondering when this principle actually applies. When does it apply that you could recite a specific bracha instead of going back to the beginning to do it correctly? Last line of the Amud, Gidl Bar Minyumi Avakoi Kamed Rav Nachman. Gidl Bar Minyumi was in front of Rav Nachman. Tor Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman made a mistake. V'hoda L'Reisha, and when he forgot this special insert of the special day, he went back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon and started again. Omalei my time of it marhochi. He asked him, why did you go back to the beginning? Omalei de omer abshila omer rav to'o choza l'rosh. If you made a mistake, you have to go back to the beginning. So he asked, v'omer rav huna omer rav to'o omer baruch shenosan. There's a special insert text. Why didn't you do that solution? Amalei lav itmar Allah, that is qualified. It depends on the case. Om Rav Menashe batachlifa Om Rav lo shenu ela shelo posach be'atov ve'ameitiv. If you did not start the new bracha of atov ve'ameitiv, you just said bona v'racham of Yerushalayim, amen, you could say this new bracha that we introduced on Amar Aleph. But if you already started Atov V'Ameitiv, it's too late to make that bracha, and then you're stuck. You made a mistake, you omitted a critical part of the benching, and you would have to start from the beginning. This is similar, by the way, to the concept of HaMelech HaKadosh during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where if you catch yourself and you said HaKel HaKadosh and you correct yourself right away, you could say HaMelech HaKadosh. But if you already started Atachonein, so then it's too late to do the correction. So here also, you started Atov V'Ameitiv, it's too late to do the correction. Avo Pasach B'Atov V'Ameitiv Chozo L'Rosh, and you would have to go back to the beginning. So far, we have a principle that there is a makeup bracha if you forgot Ritzei or Yala V'Yavo. However, it only applies if you did not start the bracha of Atov V'Ameitiv yet. The Gemara continues. Amar Avidi Baravin, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tov Elo Hiskir Shor Rosh Chodesh B'Tfila. If you forgot Rosh Chodesh in davening, meaning the Yala V'Yavo of Shmona Esrei, Machzirin Oso, you would have to go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Bevirchas HaMazon, but if you forgot Rosh Chodesh in benching, in Machzirin Oso, you don't have to bench again. Amalei Ravavin L'Rav Amram, Maishna Tfila, Maishna Birchas HaMazon. Why are they different? Amalei Af L'Didi Kashali. I also had this as a kasha. I didn't understand why Rosh Chodesh Yala V'Yavo should differ, whether it's benching or it's Shmoneh Esrei. Ushe'ilte l'Rav Nachman, and I asked Rav Nachman. V'omale minei demar Shmuel, lo shemiali. I did not hear an answer from Shmuel. Ela nechsi anon, but I could deduce from logic why it's different. Tefila dechovahi, davening is an obligation, machzirin oso. So he has to go back. He has to start again and do it right. Birchas mizona de'iboy ochil, iboy lo ochil. On Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to eat a meal. Ein machzirin oso. So then you don't, it's not an integral part to have eaten on Rosh Chodesh that the benching should hinge with the Yala V'Yavo as being so intrinsic. And therefore, Shmona Esrei, you have to daven, so you would have to repeat Shmona Esrei if you missed Yala V'Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, you have to say Shmona Esrei. But benching is not intrinsic to Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to bench on Rosh Chodesh, because you didn't have to eat. And therefore, you don't go back if you forgot Yala V'Yavo. Elameyata, if that's true, the Gemara continues, Shabbosis v'yomim tovim, Shabbos and Yom Tov, delosagi delo ochil. You don't have a choice, you have to eat. Shabbos and Yom Tov have a mitzvah to eat. Hachaname di'itoi hodar. If I made a mistake, I have to go back to the beginning. Amalei in, you bet. The Omar Rav Shilo, Omar Rav Toh, Chozer L'Rosh. Yeah, you have to go back to the beginning. V'Omar Ravun, Omar Rav Toh, Omar Baruch Shenosan, the solution of the special bracha. Lavit Marala, that's correct. Lo shono l'shelo pasach be'atov ve'ameitiv. Elo pasach be'atov ve'ameitiv chozel rosh. If you did not yet say atov ve'ameitiv, then this is a solution to mention Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh within benching, and the bracha works. But if you already said atov ve'ameitiv, you started the new bracha, it's too late for the insert, and therefore you would have to start from the beginning, and that's what we were referring to when we said that you have to go back all the way to the beginning. There's a fascinating Tosfos here, the top Tosfos, Iboy Ochil, Iboy Lo Ochil. Tosfos wants to know when is it considered an obligation to eat a meal to the point that you would have to repeat Birchas HaMazon. Tosfos considers the uniqueness of eating on Sukkos, where it says that it's only an obligation to eat the first night. It sounds like the other meals of Yom Tov are not an obligation. And Tosfos explains that it only means that the first night you're obligated to eat in the Sukkah. That means that if it was raining, you still have to make an effort to eat in the Sukkah. If it stops raining, according to the way we paskin, if it continues raining, you just make Kiddush in the Sukkah. The first night is different, not in that it's the only Yom Tov meal that has to be eaten, but rather that it's the only Yom Tov meal that has to be eaten dafka in the Sukkah. Tosfos also discusses, what about Shalosh Shudis? since you could be yotze shalashudis with other foods besides washing and requiring benching, so perhaps the benching of shalashudis, if you forgot ritzei, is not considered a true obligation to have eaten, and therefore you would not perhaps have to repeat the Birchas Hamazon in that case. All based on our Gemara that hinges this repetition of Birchas Hamazon to the fact that it was an obligation to eat. Yeshikoach, thank you for joining.